Random House Audio presents When Sparrows Fall by Meg Mosley. Read for you by Matilda Novak. 1. If running late showed a streak of rebellion, Miranda Hanford was already in trouble. Pulling her van to the side of the narrow road, she tallied the other vehicles lined up on the shoulder. She wasn't the last to arrive at Mason's emergency meeting. She could steal a moment with Jezebel. She picked up her camera and climbed out. Working quickly in the cold, she framed the last sliver of sun as red as a forest fire above the pine-stubbled peaks. In the foreground, a maple sapling curled its bare limbs around the sunset, unwilling to let go, like sweet, stubborn Martha at bedtime, refusing to believe the day was over. Miranda clicked the shutter. Before the sun abandoned the Blue Ridge to the night, she nailed 5 promising shots. She tucked the camera into its case and locked it in the van. An old lady who'd seen more of the world than her owner ever would, Jezebel deserved tender care. Holding her cape closed, Miranda hurried up the long, steep driveway. Mason had called only the single women for this meeting. 6 who hadn't married yet, and 2 widows. She hated that word. Widows were supposed to be meek, gray things, with grandchildren and arthritis. Around the last bend of the driveway, the lights of the house shone their welcome. Snow flurries swirled like silver glitter as she ran up the steps to the porch. She knocked lightly and joined the women in the living room. They'd congregated in a semicircle of folding chairs near the feeble warmth of the fireplace. Their hands